Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Now, the mission of this congregation is to make disciples. And how we approach this is detailed in our vision statement. That is, empowered by God's Word and sacraments, the St. Mark Fellowship makes Christ-like caring connections with our community and beyond. This is our framework for how we are to live as people redeemed by the blood of Christ. Now, make no mistake, this is not a manual for how we are to acquire this redemption, nor is it a list of rules that we are to follow or demand of how we are to live our lives. For we know, we all know, that redemption is a gift freely given to us through the death and resurrection of our Savior. We're empowered to live a life that reflects Christ, not because of our work, but because of His. It is a response to the gifts of grace that He sends to us through His Word and sacraments. So our vision statement then, it's not a prescription. It really is a description. It describes a life that flows naturally as a response to the gifts that God has given to us. And what our vision describes can really be broken down into three simple statements. We are invited to grow upward in our relationship with Jesus. We're invited to grow deeper in our relationships with each other. And we are motivated to reach further into our communities, our workplaces, even our world, to share these gifts with others. Now this month, our church will explore our vision statement. And you've seen the banner in the narthex. I'm sure you've seen the posters that list the presentations during the education hour. Pastor Mark spoke about it before service started. In the coming weeks, we're going to explore how the ministries and people of St. Mark live out this vision through the framework of growing upward, growing deeper, and reaching further. Our gospel passage this week provides us with a great example of what this looks like. And so we'll start there. It opens with Jesus having received word that his cousin John the Baptist has been killed. When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. We can pause here for a moment and just consider his actions. He had compassion on the crowds and he served them. But before doing so, what did he do? He went away and he prayed. Matthew doesn't specifically say prayed. But in other places in Scripture, we know that's what Jesus regularly did. Luke even says, just as one example, that Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. So what does this teach us? That the life of Jesus was one of constant upward movement. He regularly met with the Father in prayer, finding support, encouragement, strength, and comfort. Now, this is especially true on the night before his crucifixion. He spent hours in prayer as he prepared for the suffering that was to come. And back in this passage, after praying, and only after praying then, did he turn his attention to serving others. You see, having first received from the Father, he could then be sent out into the world for continued service. Now, only a few verses later, we see the same exact pattern play out again. The crowd is hungry. There's not enough food. The disciples, they want to send them away. Instead, what does Jesus do? He takes the only food that they have, and continuing in verse 18, he says, "Bring them here to me." And he directed the people to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven. He gave thanks and broke the loaves. So here again, we find Jesus first approaching the Father before serving the crowd. And now, of course, before we see Jesus as an example, we have to make sure that we are always viewing him as our Savior. Jesus didn't live this life of perfect trust in the Father simply to show us how it should be done. He lived this life for us, where we constantly turn inward, rely on ourselves. Jesus, he remained perfectly turned toward the Father. He's the faithful Son that we so often fail to be. And through his death and through his resurrection, he does more than forgive our failures. You see, he joins us to himself. In baptism, his life becomes our life. His relationship with the Father becomes our relationship with the Father. And so what does this all reveal to us? Well, for one, growing upward means turning to God first before serving others. And in doing so, we recognize the source from which our strength, our motivation, even our gifts come. They're not from us, but from God. And reminding ourselves of this helps position us as servants to those around us. For another, growing upward, it means that in order to step out to help others, we must first step out of ourselves. See, Jesus, he emptied himself by taking on the form of a servant. And while still remaining fully God, he lowered himself to that of a created person so that he could serve. And our response is to do the same. We empty ourselves. We empty ourselves of all of our pride, all of our judgments about others. We empty ourselves from using the gifts that God gave us, gifts of time, of talents, of treasures. We empty them for only our use. We don't use them just for us any longer. These are gifts that God has bestowed on us so that we can serve others. Jesus stepped out of heaven into our humanity so that we might be brought out of ourselves and into him. And so stepping out of ourselves means stepping into Christ. This is what it means to grow upward. It's not just coming to Sunday worship so we can check it off our list. It's not just keeping Jesus in the wings in case he needs to be called in for a favor. Stepping into Christ means first remembering our baptism. On that day, when you were baptized, it wasn't just you and your family and your loved ones and your pastor. God was also there. He was present. And he was not a spectator. He was the actor. You see, through the power of the Word, he placed his name directly on you. He adopted you. And he made you an heir. He pulled you out of yourself. He did that. And He placed you in Christ. He did. When Jesus was killed, your sinful self was put to death also. But just as Christ was raised from the dead, so too are you. Adopted, resurrected, a promise, a new life. You are now in Christ. And He doesn't even abandon you at this point. His work is not done. He sends you the Holy Spirit to dwell within you, to mediate on your behalf. And each and every week here at St. Mark, He invites you to gather, where He meets you there with His very body and blood, offering you Him, a gift of forgiveness. This is stepping into Christ. It's recognizing that every worldly thing that you have, health, family, treasures, vocations, everything comes from Him. And it's recognizing that every time you repent of your sin, it is forgiven. And it is He who forgives. It is recognizing that the Creator of everything has come down to give you everything in Him. Life, forgiveness, and an eternity in His presence. Step out of yourself. Step into Christ. And grow upward in your praise and in your gratitude of our Savior. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, draw us out of ourselves and into your Son. Through your word and sacraments, strengthen our faith, fill us with gratitude, and send us to serve others in the love of Christ. In His holy name we pray. Amen.